What I see is that our quality of life is depending on our zip codes, and our quality of life cannot depend on our zip codes. And being the most challenged, the poorest district in the state of Michigan, and the third poorest district in the United States, we needed experience and we needed leadership. And I am that person that has the experience and that has the leadership. There are so many challenges that we are facing in the 13th Congressional District, and I'm ready to go to D.C. to fight for the people of this district.
There are a lot of challenges that the people of the 13th District face, as you have said. What's the biggest one you see right now for the district?
The biggest challenge for the district is parity. Parity. If you look at education in the district, if you look at, it's just so many. You know, I just think about as I travel around to the different municipalities in this district, and I talk about education, but I think about Inkster, they're paying a tax. They're paying a millage. No public schools in the city of Inkster. I think about Highland Park with no public high school. And I also think about Inkster, who has no banks in that city. Not one, no banks in the city of Inkster. And talking to someone and you know, remembering a situation that occurred with a baby needing assistance and talking to the police department, and for a while, the newest vehicle they had was 15 years old. And they received a call to assist them in public safety with the child. The vehicle stopped with the child in the vehicle. And, you know, when you think about situations like that, and you think about the suffering that that municipality is going through, you think about other municipalities like Romulus that has no retail. No retail. We're in a municipality that have federal airplanes flying over their head. And what type of federal funding could go to that municipality? So why are we the most challenged district in the state of Michigan? And so I look at all of the resources that could possibly come to, and I say possibly, the resources that could come to this district, that we are not just getting our fair share. And I'm ready to go and fight for the people in this district, as well as the people in the state of Michigan, as well as the people in the United States.